Vinehout says she won't officially announce she's running for governor until mid-January, but she's already laying out her campaign strategy. She fielded questions from potential supporters on Sunday, just a few blocks from the Madison home of Mary Burke, the Democratic candidate she'll have to defeat in a primary if she wants to run against Governor Walker. Vinehout didn't attack Burke on any major issues, but she did criticize the Democratic Party for deciding to back Burke based on her ability to use her own money to run her campaign.
The rule of money has become the accepted way of politics. Those people that are supporting her at the top of the party believe that. I believe they are absolutely wrong. We cannot win an election against Scott Walker by accepting the rules that the Republicans have written.
On her campaign website, Vinehout says she can win by mobilizing support at the grassroots level. But UW-Milwaukee political scientist Mordecai Lee says Vinehout has more than money to contend with in her bid to beat both Mary Burke and Governor Walker, noting that she came in a distant third last year when she ran in the recall election primary.
I think what we're seeing is a kind of almost a guerrilla campaign of, I'm the underdog, but I can do things behind the scenes. I can do grassroots, and I can beat this sort of slow-moving giant. And it sometimes happens in politics, but not very often.
But supporters who turned out to see Vinehout in Madison this weekend say they like Vinehout's passion and her opposition to the role of money in elections. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.